This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at choosetherightchapter.com. That's choosetherightchapter.com.
Let's play Beat Migs.
I will beat anyone that calls in to play the game. He's smarter than you. He'll make you look lame. 60 seconds on the clock. You're going down,
and I'm gonna rock.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
So everybody scream his name. Beat Migs, don't be a loser.
Alert, Danny is jumping, Danny is jumping, red alert.
Happy Friday, everyone. And I know that Friday is usually for some places casual Friday, and I know that now it's really casual Friday because most people are still just wearing their pajamas.
Yeah.
But maybe change it up a little bit if you're out there and you're listening to us and you're wearing pajamas. Have a special Friday pair of PJs.
Oh, do you have your own Friday PJs?
Hell yeah, I do. I got my dinosaur sweats.
Oh, I forgot about that, yeah.
Dude, I got my sweatpants. I got my hoodie.
Saw the hoodie.
Yeah, I also got something very special. I've got dinosaur chucks.
Chuck Taylor's?
Yes.
So you've just completely thrown into town and become 7 years old again.
Maybe seven, yeah.
Nice.
Almost 7 years old.
There they are.
They are funny.
Yeah. Yeah. I've got the full suit.
So are you just not a dinosaur guy?
Oh, dude, I love dinosaurs. I've always loved dinosaurs.
I mean, yeah. Then what's not to love?
Right? And then it was a stupid Facebook ad for those for the hoodie, and I was like, that's really amazing.
I love that your Facebook is targeting you now with dinosaur gear.
I get so much dinosaur stuff now.
You are
it's actually quite amazing.
You're in full Peter Pan mode, my friend.
Dude, I'm done.
Yeah.
Might as well just be comfy. Let's get to our contestant today. We've got Josh in Kent. Josh, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Excellent. All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Josh will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Josh, you can pass all you want, but you'll only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Ready.
The 1997 movie Dante's Peak tells the story of a town that is threatened by what?
Volcano.
Yes. Achilles' heel was the result of him being dipped in what mythical river?
The Styx?
Yes. Nice. What group had the 90s hit song Wannabe?
Oh, Spice Girls.
Yes. What sport is the focus of the movie Bend It Like Beckham?
Soccer.
Yes. What month is National Autism Awareness Month?
Ooh, I'm going to guess September.
No.
April.
Yes. In business, what does CEO stand for?
Oh my gosh. Chief Executive Officer.
Yes! What acid gives citrus fruits their distinctive sharp flavor?
Citric acid.
Yes. Pensacola and Kissimmee are both cities in what U.S. state?
Florida.
Yes. Silver Side Up was the third studio album for which Canadian band?
Oh, Nickelback?
Yes. Seth Rogen voiced a hot dog in, named Frank in which movie?
I didn't see it. I forget.
Oh, so close to a perfect 10. Josh gets 9.
Steve gets that one, and that's the difference maker.
I wanted it.
Would be weird if it was. I mean, I know that Steve will probably get that one. I'm just hoping there's other ones that he won't.
We'll see.
Yeah, we will see.
Yeah, I think you're right. And again, I wish I could bet breakfast, but there's no place to go get it that's within, you know, walking distance to us.
I didn't see it.
Oh, you didn't? All right.
No, I know. Is that
well, don't say anything. Right, don't say anything.
Josh,
Steve's here.
Steve's in the room.
Josh,
do not
shut
give him
up.
Any help.
Hello, I am here.
I'm trying to get breakfast out of somewhere, somehow.
Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
The 1997 movie Dante's Peak tells the story of a town that is threatened by what?
Vampires.
No.
Fires.
No.
Satan.
No. Achilles' heel was the result of him being dipped into what mythical river?
The Mississippi.
No.
That's very mythical.
The Kwai.
No.
That also is very mythical.
The River of Deceit.
Oh, no, no. What group had the 90s hit song Wannabe?
Oh, Spice Girls.
Yeah, I'm glad you knew that one. Yeah. What sport is the focus of the movie Bend It Like Beckham?
Soccer.
Yes.
Hello.
What month is National Autism Awareness Month?
That is May?
No.
April.
Yes, April. In business, what does CEO stand for?
Chief Executive Officer.
Yes. Ooh. What acid gives citrus fruits their distinctive sharp flavor?
Vitamin C.
No.
Apples.
No.
Acid reflux.
No. Pensacola and Kissimmee are both cities in what U.S. state?
Florida.
Yes. Silver Side Up was the third studio album
Nickelback.
For which Canadian band? Yes. Seth Rogen voiced a hot dog named Frank in what movie?
Sausage Party.
Yes. And Steve, you get Sausage 7 Party. Correct.
Told you he'd get it.
And you lose.
Yes.
9-7.
That's right, you loser.
Yep.
Oh, good job,
Josh. The sausage was the only one Josh didn't get.
Oh.
Yeah. Josh, you hang on the line. We'll tell you how to get everything. Maybe sausage. Who knows?
I love sausage.
And Steve, you get this.
Nice.
Woo!
Yeah. Oh, he is. Steve!
Yeah. Dude, it's so funny you brought up that Sausage Party one, because today, I mean, legit, like about 20 minutes ago on Facebook, I was just scrolling and someone posted that funny meme. I don't know if you've ever seen it, where it's like Netflix needs to rearrange what they've done here with their order of films. And it's a Michael Jackson music video. The next thing is Sausage Party. And then the next thing is Home Alone. And
oh,
it looks like
no.
Michael Jackson is... The sausage is part of him, and then it goes to Macaulay Culkin like, oh no!
Yeah. And Netflix knows exactly what they've
done. Yeah, somebody knew what they're doing with that.
That's amazing.
I don't know if it's like someone photoshopped it to make it in that order, but it's pretty funny.
I choose to accept it as the actual reality.
If
there.
Netflix actually put those movies in that order, I mean, somebody over there is just having a blast. Because the angle
as
of the
were.
Sausage at Sausage Party is insane. Because it really, with Michael tipping back the way he is.
Have you seen this?
Oh, man. It is. And of course.
Wow!
And Macaulay, of course, used to hang out with Michael back in the day.
Wow. That's actually. Wow.
That's disturbing.
That is really disturbing.
Yeah, if you just Google Sausage Party Home Alone meme, you'll find it.
I never saw that before.
It's I so haven't funny. Either. That's amazing.
It's so wrong, but it's so funny.
It works way too well.
Yeah, it does.
The only a couple of them you missed there, Steve. Dante's Peak tells the story of a town versus a volcano.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, it's the one where it was actually based in the Pacific Northwest.
What about Joe? Wasn't he versus the volcano, too?
At some point? Was Tom Hanks in that one?
Oh, no, it wasn't. Right, it was. Oh, man, was it? I want to say Pierce Brosnan.
No, it was, wasn't it Batman? The original Batman, Michael Keaton?
No.
He wasn't Joe versus the volcano?
No, that was
Tom Hanks.
Dante's Peak, I'm pretty sure, Pierce Brosnan.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
yeah.
Pierce Brosnan was in that, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, fine.
The Achilles heel was the result of him being dipped in the River Styx.
The band?
No, not
he was
the band,
dipped in the band.
The band was named after the
and
river.
They cursed
mythology.
Him for that.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
oh,
well, yeah. Now you know, so you can forget it later.
Oh, hey now. They even spell it the same way.
The acid that gives citrus fruits their distinctive sharp flavor would be citric acid.
Eh. That makes sense. Yeah.
Right. Congratulations to Josh on beating Steve this morning.
Yeah, if you tie or beat Steve, that is a really cool thing. That's an awesome situation for you. Okay, so there's a new hack, a little life hack that people are saying you got to try. And I guess it makes a really big difference when you order pizza, especially pizza with really good crust. Next time you order, ask them not to cut your pizza into slices. And here's why. As soon as they cut it, the oil and sauce start dripping down and soaking into the crust. So by the time it gets to you, the crust is much soggier than it was when they took it out of the oven.
Huh.
And I guess it makes a much bigger difference with higher end pizza. So
my Tony P's pizza, I could keep cutting it ahead of time.
Yeah. How about this? Domino's even has a website that says, would you like your pizza cut or uncut? So they must know about this.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I've seen places have that. I'm like, gosh, you guys are so lazy. You're even asking me whether or not I want you to cut it? Of course I want you to cut it. I didn't think about that.
So this actually does make a difference.
I'll have to try that next time I order a pizza.
Which means then, even when you get it, you probably shouldn't just immediately cut a bunch of pieces. You should let everybody cut their own.
Cut as you go?
Yeah, that way you will get the crust to be at its best.
But then you're just going to have a real jagged-looking pizza.
Well, I don't know. Do you want a good-looking pizza or do you want a great-tasting crust, Steve? That's your call.
I am a crust guy, so I'm going to go with that.
All right.
I'm willing to give that a shot.
Yeah.
For science.
I had no idea. That was, and I wonder if that when I have some pizza that's homemade, which is why I really like it, the crust a lot, is because we cut it and eat it. We don't let it sit there.
Actually, fresh out of the oven, yeah.
I just figured you like uncut because you're an anteater.
I like that you had to try and explain it.
You're welcome.
He had to explain it. And even then, people were like,
I got the uncut joke.
No, you did.
BJ's eyes were like, what? I like that you said because you're an anteater, not because you're uncircumcised.
Yeah. Thanks, Steve.
You're
again,
an anteater.
Don't forget my kids listen to this show.
Oh, they know already?
Well, I know, but they don't need to be reminded of this.
I've never seen the two of them laugh harder.
Yeah.
They're loving this.
Yeah, they're great. Yeah, they're just wonderful.
I've never noticed them laugh that hard before.
That's good. I'm sure there's a human resources violation here somewhere.
They're not working here today right now.
That's a good point.
The offices are empty.
Yeah,
I know. We do what we want.
I have no repercussions at all that I can instill on anybody.
It's a wild west in this building.
Yeah, it is.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Cool thread on Reddit. People are sharing some of the ridiculous things people believed as kids. Oh, I love these kind of things, man. You know, especially when you go generational, you get to see some folks that are like millennials going, you boomers believe that? You know, really?
It's funny because it seems to be a thread on Reddit that just won't die because it's been going on for a while. People continue to share their stuff because everyone looks back on their life and realizes I had some stupid ideas.
Yeah.
And beliefs.
Oh, God, yeah. I mean, I going back to my early days, the things that they told us to just about sexuality, you know, I mean, the idea you go blind. You would go blind if you had moments with yourself.
Or hairy hands.
Yeah.
Palms.
I mean, hairy
specifically.
Palms, yeah, hairy palms and going blind. It was nuts. This one here, one of the highlights from Reddit, that windmills used electricity to produce wind, not the other way around. But that made a lot of sense because you see, I mean, when you put a fan on, it produces a breeze.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, my brain can understand how you might think that.
And that feels like something that a parent would say to a kid just to kind of either A, mess with them, or B, I don't feel like talking about this.
That, you know, you talked about when you're, you know, when you're a parent, you want to seem like you're a know-it-all. Uh-huh. The other thing you do as a parent is you like to mess with your kids.
Yeah.
Or maybe sometimes it's the stupid uncle, or maybe they're not your kids, but you tell them things, and then, you know, you, if you're the uncle, you know your brother or sister's got to go, what? He told you what?
In that same vein, when I was a kid, I thought that there was a big machine in the ocean somewhere that made the waves.
Oh.
Yeah. Like, because they had this wave pool back at this like little beach thing in Albuquerque. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's how the waves are made in the ocean, too. And I was like, that's awesome. I want to go see them one day.
Kept swimming and looking.
Yeah.
I don't know where these things are.
And you know what? You feel like you're stupid, but in reality, you know, thanks to Dr. John Medina, who I love his Brain Rules book, he's like, no, you're really smart because you just figure things out pretty logically because of what your world is or what you're told by authority figures, because you don't imagine people are going to mess with you. What's the point?
Well, yeah, when you're a kid, you have a, you know, start off with a blank slate and then you're just adding stuff as you go. It's not like as if you had just been handed all this information from day one.
But kids are really smart. They're really efficient thinkers. So yeah, it's like they don't bother. Like, for instance, we've talked about it before, the magic of Christmas. Kids just go, well, look at this. It is everywhere. Everybody's telling me this. So their brain, which is an efficient machine, goes, I got no reason to question this because this is what everyone is telling me. This is the reality. And it's not because people are stupid. It's because actually your brain is working efficiently, going, I'm going to accept this because I can see what's in front of me.
Right. For the longest time, I think a lot of people believe that a brown cow made the chocolate milk.
Again, why would you not think that?
Right.
I mean, it makes, like, you know, it's just like, oh, well, yeah, all right. That, I mean, I can get that. This is something, this is a horrible thing that they would tell some women this, that they would get breast cancer if a woman would let a guy touch her chest. I never heard that.
I'm guessing it's to, like, prevent, you know, teenagers to, you know, fool around and stuff.
I'm going to have to remember that one about X amount of years. Be like, you don't want anyone touching you.
See, I hate that. I mean, I know our society is what our society is, but, you know, I mean, come on. You're putting stuff in people's minds that are, like, fear-based, and I don't know, man. The fear of God thing, I don't know if it's good
anymore. That one's a little extreme.
It's very extreme.
Yeah.
So, this is the stuff that, you know, they're talking about on Reddit, the things that just dumb things you believed as a kid.
It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
So you know we're going to ask you, you were a kid once, right? Or, you know, maybe you've got kids that you're like, you believe that? 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. Finish this sentence. I can't believe that I once believed blank. 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. Let's go to Mason in Woodinville. Mason, you are on the Rock.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning, Mason. All right, what dumb thing did you once believe when you were a youngin', or it might have been yesterday, I don't know.
So when I was probably 7 or so, I had an older brother. He's 2-3 years older than me. He had me convinced that if I had sneezed on my my pecker, that I would get cancer.
What? First of all, great use of the word pecker. I haven't used that.
Yep.
You know what? We don't use that enough, Steve. You know, we dong's used a lot.
Yes.
We got to bring Woody back.
Pecker, so, Woody, or Wiener.
So if you sneezed on your package, your brother had you believing you would get cancer?
Yeah, so as you could imagine, I was always very, very careful not to sneeze after a shower.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, because I was like, I don't know whenever I'd be sneezing on my package anyway, but I guess, you're just the residual effect.
Yeah, but if you felt a sneeze coming, wouldn't you do everything in your power to keep your head as far away from that area?
That's a good point. Damn, dude.
Yep.
God, brothers are just so awesome, aren't they? They're just the greatest ever.
Oh, yeah.
Get a lot of misinformation from your brothers, you do. Your friends, too, as a matter of fact. Now it's a lot easier to learn about, like, sex and things. But, boy, you know, in the 60s and 70s, all we had were just the idiots in the neighborhood and the older friends, you know, because our families had lots of brothers and sisters. So, therefore, the kids I'd hang out with, they'd always have a brother that was maybe 3 or 4 years older. And they seemed like they were like, oh, well, let's go ask your brother. Hey, and they would just tell us the dumbest things about sex. And, oh, you'd be like, forget it. We're learning nothing.
Yeah, somebody even posted about, like, how they thought for the longest time that oral negotiations.
Oh, yes.
That was just a conversation that was of sexual nature. Which really makes sense. You know, like dirty talk.
Yeah, that's oral negotiations. Yeah. That makes a lot of sense to me. That's
right.
Logical. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Finish this sentence. I can't believe that I once believed blank. Ken in Tacoma, you are on the Rock.
Well, my story also involves my older brother.
Nice.
I was very trusting and naive, and I misheard things, and then I kept repeating them until my brother called me out. And one of them was knowing something like the back of my head.
Oh, instead of like the back of your hand, like the back of your head.
Yes. And my other favorite one was, instead of calling it a headbutt, I called it a headbunt. And then my brother keeled over laughing and then acted out what it would look like if a baseball player were to perform that.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Yeah, that would be an interesting maneuver.
Is Christmas fun in your household?
Yeah, definitely. Well, you know, Steve, it's just like you. You fist bumping, which is what some people are recommending you do instead of shaking hands or elbow.
Yes.
You for the longest time, you really thought it was another term that was not fist bumping.
Well,
you forgot
is,
the bumping.
Though. But what you're doing, you're fisting each other.
No, see, again, you know, you here's the problem with you. If you were, first of all, 30 years younger, I could appreciate it. But then once you learn that you're naive, you don't argue and go, no, I've been right. It's like the back of my head. I've been right the whole time.
No, I just feel like, why are we adding an extra word into this when it's really not necessary?
Because there was a phrase. It already has a definition.
Well, which I'm trying to take it away from that.
You're trying to bring it back, huh?
Well, I'm not trying to bring it back. I'm trying to start fresh.
Yeah, well, you know what? I think if you run around telling anybody that instead of giving you a handshake, I would like to fist bump you without the bump,
yeah.
I feel like it's not going to go over well.
Well, so I'll see something. Give me the fist.
No, who says that?
I do.
Yeah, you do, and pretty much everybody in adult film.
Well, I mean, every time I say it, I get what I want.
Okay, I'm not sure.
No, a fist.
Not sure. Not
as you would call it, a fist bump. I get that.
I really am not sure how to take any of this conversation.
Fine.
But I got news for you. I am putting the bottle of Purell right next to you.
That's why I don't ask for you to give me the fist.
Matter of fact, Vicky, can we have a super soaker filled with Purell? I'm just going to just aim it at Steve throughout the day. Can I do that?
You'd be like Vicky yesterday, who was just spraying me with her spray version of it.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and
I
now I'm out.
Oh, you're out of this.
Yeah, I kept spraying Steve.
Can't get it anywhere.
Oh, this is good to know.
Let's go to Sammy and Squim.
I'm going to sneeze. I'm sneezing towards Vicky.
Oh, thank you.
I'll find ways to squirt it at you.
Whoa. Okay, again, these conversation points, if you're just tuning in.
I got the one with the little pump.
Okay.
I'll just pump it at him.
You're not helping yourself. Let's go to Sam and Squim. Sam, you are on the Rock.
Morning, BJ.
Morning, Sam.
Yo.
All right, Sam, so what ridiculous thing did you believe when you were a younger person?
Well, it was actually my middle daughter. We picked the girls up from summer vacation, and they got in the car, and the middle daughter starts crying. And we ask her what's wrong, and she says she has breast cancer. And we're like, what are you talking about?
What?
She's a little kid at this point. She's not developed. Her older sister is. Well, over the summer, her older sister told her that since she didn't have breasts yet, that she had breast cancer.
Okay. Boy, you know.
It's funny how these things.
I guess it's not just little brothers and big brothers that, and, you know, that the sisters can get involved in this just sort of fun sibling stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So, Sam, now me as a dad, when I see, like, look, because I love my kids, so if one of my kids gets treated badly, I don't like it. And especially if it's at the hands of one of my other kids, it's like, what the hell are you doing? What did you say to your older daughter about all this? Because that's a horrific thing for a little kid to believe.
Well, it was more like what her mother said to her, you know, and the look that mothers can give you.
Oh, right.
She knew she was in for it.
You know what? Yeah, you were out. You know what? I like that. You were even out of the picture. You let mom. You know what? This is your world. Give her that look that you've been giving me for the entire marriage and let her know she's in trouble.
Yep.
Yep. Can appreciate that. That's awesome, Sam. Thanks for the call. Why do we do that? Why are we that kind of being?
Just like to mess with people?
You know, it's like when people call up and go, you know what? I was once, you know, dumb and naive. It's like, no, you weren't. You're actually a pretty smart being. It's just, you know.
Look at you looking out for the stupids.
Yeah. But we start off thinking we're idiots when in reality, you're not supposed to know anything when you're young. You're supposed to rely on people to help you out. And you're not stupid because you don't know something. Jeez.
Well, sometimes you learn by the stupidity that happens in your life. And so yeah, you find out rather quickly that that's not true and you learn more about it.
Yeah. I mean,
it's a win-win.
If I'm an idiot, I'm an idiot because I don't know how to fix, like, you know, like install a stove in my house. And if somebody comes in and sets fire to my house, I go, I guess I'm a dope. I should have known. I mean, I don't know what
well,
you need.
These days, yeah, you can learn on YouTube.
Oh, can I learn how to do a stove? All right.
I like this one. My five-year-old, this is a text at 7799. My five-year-old won't go near our fridge right now because she thinks the corona in there will get her sick.
again, you can't blame her because, I mean, she sees the word. The word's out there. I hope this really is good for the you know, for Corona. I mean, I really do. I hope it doesn't wreck them forever.
Oh, apparently kids are not wanting to be around their beer anymore. So, I mean, I don't know. That sucks for them, huh?
Yeah. Well, I mean,
I think they're fine.
I hope they're fine. Yeah, we don't want kids to be around it, obviously.
My 10-year-old self always believed that there were seals and sharks in pools that were going to come out of the drains and eat me.
Oh,
whoa.
Yeah. And I don't know why.
How
seals.
Big were the drains?
Huge, apparently.
Yeah.
But yeah, for the long time, I would not get in a pool because I thought that there was going to be, like, at SeaWorld, you know how they have those doors that just open and the whales come in?
So, like, a shark was waiting for you?
Yeah. And then seals, because I went to the zoo and they just scared me. Like, they were underwater and I just was like, I don't want a seal to come up and bite me.
Why would a seal scare you?
I don't know.
Seals are actually they're tough creatures.
They're cute.
They're cute, but they'll kick your ass. Oh. They're actually not as nice as they look.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'm telling you, I know. I used to think seals were cute, too, and someone said, you do not want to F with a seal. If you see a seal, get the hell away from one, because they will beat the crap out of you.
In a way, they do look, though, like giant leeches.
Yeah.
Or slugs.
I mean, think about the name, sea lions. If you see a lion in, a regular lion, you're like, all right, yeah, I'm not going to mess with that guy. But the sea lion, oh, you're cute. And it's like, I think they gave him the name for a reason, because they kick ass.
How do you feel about otters?
They're kind of cute.
Kind of.
Like, yeah. They do the little...
That's a great impression.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Oh, Steve, by the way, you're doing a visual impression. That's
why I made a sound.
Oh, what sound did you make? I missed it.
You're on his back.
That's an otter?
I don't know.
I am a huge otter fan. I'm going to say yes, it is.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. You know what that is? That is a concussion protocol otter. This is what you've been doing. Okay.
Otters are adorable.
All right. That's what that is.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How much does bankruptcy cost?
Usually with my office, we do a flat fee that includes all your court costs, filing fees, credit counseling, credit reports, and one cost. In Chapter 13 cases, that usually starts at about $900 with Chapter 7 cases. So total costs, including all your court costs, attorney fees, is usually about $1,500. We offer payment plans on Chapter 7, so you can start a file with my office for as little as $200. You can send your creditor calls to us. We'll take your creditor calls while you gather up your information and make payments on the rest of the fees. With Chapter 13 cases, we can make payment arrangements in most cases as well and get your case filed even sooner in a Chapter 13 case because of the reorganization aspect to it.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.